Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, are getting into the investment business. The New York Times reports the privacy-minded couple are joining Ethic, a fintech asset manager in the fast-growing environmental, social, and governance space as impact partners and investors. Meghan spoke to Dealbook in a joint interview with Harry and said, "From the world I come from, you don't talk about investing, right? You don't have the luxury to invest. That sounds so fancy. My husband has been saying for years, gosh, don't you wish there was a place where if your values were aligned like this, you could put your money to that same sort of thing." Which does sound exactly like Harry, who added, "You already have the younger generation voting with their dollars and their pounds, you know, all over the world when it comes to brands they select and choose from." Harry did not say gosh in that quote. The Times reminds us all that the privacy-minded couple have signed production deals with Netflix and Spotify. Harry also recently produced a documentary series about mental health for Apple TV Plus in connection with Oprah Winfrey and is writing a memoir. Meghan and Harry are not expected to attend an October 19 event celebrating the life of Princess Diana. Prince William will attend the private reception for donors who funded the statue of Diana that was unveiled in July on what would have been the late Princess of Wales' 60th birthday. The Independent writes, "Behind the soft-focus image you see on television lies a ruthless machine that demands control of every aspect of interviews. Prince Charles is demanding North Korean-style preconditions in television interviews, including advanced knowledge of precise questions, the right to oversee editing, and even to block a broadcast if he does not approve of the final product." The Independent has learned that the Prince of Wales will only speak to broadcasters on the condition they have signed a 15-page contract, demanding that Clarence House attends both the rough cut and fine cut edits of films, and if it is unhappy with the final product, can remove the contribution in its entirety from the program. The contract stipulates that an interviewer of Prince Charles may solely ask questions previously approved by Clarence House. The questions are written out in full within the contract. In the event that the interviewer or any personnel of the broadcaster asks a question which has not been pre-approved, HRH or the member of Clarence House's staff present during the filming of the contribution may intervene and halt filming. In such circumstances, the broadcaster shall have no right to use or exploit in any form whatsoever any of the material filmed. In honor of World Mental Health Day, William and Kate posted a message on Instagram. "Taking care of our mental health and well-being has never been more important. This World Mental Health Day, we are highlighting some of the fantastic organizations providing support for those who might need it, because there is help out there." The caption read, "What will you be doing to take care of your mental health today?" Is Kate looking to get into the documentary business? Per the Mirror, Kate reportedly held a phone call with David Glover, who commissioned the hit Channel 4 show Gogglebox and was responsible for much of the physicist Stephen Hawking's television work. It is understood the potential documentary would be about the early childhood development, with a royal source claiming the secret meeting was for preliminary and for research purposes. A source told the Mail Online, "Catherine is very interested in a program. She thinks it could be a really significant way to explore an important subject. She's been very impressed with William's efforts and knows how much he enjoyed making his Earthshot series." Note the use of Catherine by the source. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Royal observers noticed Her Majesty was using a walking stick on Tuesday. It appears to be the same walking stick back in January 2004 when she used it to assist her walking following a knee operation. The Mirror reports Her Majesty was handed the stick after stepping from her state limousine and appeared to be moving freely as she walked to her seat for the start of the service. Rebecca English of the Daily Mail tweeted she was told Her Majesty is using it for comfort. No specific medical reason, but it's something we might start to see more of in public. I think she is 95, of course. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.